In this episode of Bear Podcast,
9 years of Bear Podcast,
how to be a clean bottom,
iPhone revelation,
Germans lead the world in penis enlargement,
all these and more coming up next. Bear Podcast 530.
Ninth anniversary.
You bears.
He's texting to bump into Big Hairy Man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to get something to scrub there and fix it for you.
Can I do a podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that was funny, cute, white, last
two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Episode 530.
Ninth anniversary.
9 years and running. It's today's August 5th, 2014, and it's a Tuesday. Actually, Bear Podcast started on August 1st, 2005. So, yeah. So if you look at the past, you'll see the, the post of episode
long
one.
9 years ago.
Yeah.
Which was all audio.
It's short, about 12 minutes. I would talk about my stories, and then my experiences at Bear Runs, and then we'll talk about Bear Runs and stuff. And then it just evolved. It evolved with having so many guests throughout the years, and Ray joining in 06. I think you joined in 06, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, God, it's been so long. So if you join 06, then you've been here 8 years, okay? You've been podcasting with me for 8 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it's been that long. Wow. Amazing, huh? Okay. Well, I'd like to thank all of you guys who are watching and listening. You are great supporters. Thank you for all the,
all the emails, all the phone calls over the years.
Voicemails, all those people.
Interesting stories you've told us and shared with us. And
that's right. Mm-hmm.
And don't stop now.
Yeah.
We're just getting warmed up.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so let's do some updates. Weekend updates, Ray.
So did you go see... So I know you went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy this weekend.
Yes. And what about a quick review of Guardians of the Galaxy?
Okay, fast forward if you don't want to hear about... if you haven't seen it yet. Okay. I love the movie.
It's great. I really enjoyed it. And it's got that good amount of humor and good amount of... sci-fi. So
yes, Chris Pratt should have had to walk around naked more.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's one thing I was not happy about. So.
Oh well.
But that and that last little bit, I sat there and waited for it to end. I was like, really? And I couldn't tell if somebody was just making a joke, or he's going to pop up somewhere else. I don't think they're making a movie. I want to say I read something the other day said, oh no, it's not going to be a movie. But are they going to pop him up in somebody's series somewhere?
But. I was hoping it would be an intro to a sequel, but it didn't feel to me like that.
Yes, no, I think it might have just been something to be.
It was just something to be funny.
Funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Marvel does that. Marvel has to put something at the very end after all the credits, and you know.
So it was good. It was good. The sci-fi part is good. I am Groot. Groot's really cool.
Yeah, Groot.
He's got a weird power. Mm-hmm. And of course, the raccoon. Who's playing raccoon? The raccoon. It's
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
And we also have the one who's Groot was Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
And that's all he says. I am Groot.
I am Groot.
Yeah.
I wonder how many times they had to record that.
I know, quite a few times, I guess.
So, or I wonder if they used him for the facial expressions.
I would imagine.
I wonder if they put him on that scene and then put that on there. Put him on there. Put him in there. It's all done up.
Yeah. So what else did you get to watch this weekend?
Hercules! Don't get that excited about it. It wasn't.
You didn't like it too much?
Don't waste your money to go see the movie theater. Wait for it to come out at Redbox or Dollar or On Demand or something. But it was not.
I thought so.
I was not impressed. I was just like, oh, okay.
I was not too impressed myself. So.
I mean, other than The Rock walking around half naked and flexing his muscles, that was about the most excitement of it all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it too much, but it's okay. I mean, I guess it's a family film, isn't it?
Well, I guess so, but it was kind of boring. Lucy beat it out last weekend. And Lucy opened last weekend, and it still beat it out this weekend. So,
Yeah, Lucy's okay. Lucy was okay. We talked about it last week, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, actually, before watching a movie with Ray, we went to a dim sum.
Yes, we had dim sum.
We couldn't get people to join us for some reason.
Well, apparently some of the people at another dim sum restaurant, they did not invite us.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's right.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was just one of those days. It was off day.
Well, just the same. But we didn't invite them.
But we had to deal with the Asian Republican Party at the place we were at.
Oh, that's right.
The Asian Republican Caucus. What Asian Republicans can do for you.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Nothing.
Nothing there.
Nothing.
So, one thing that you missed last weekend, I think we went, was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday we went to that White Linen in the Heights.
Yes.
And some of the pictures here. Was hanging out with
which I think is supposed to be the summer equivalent of Lights in the Heights, which happens at Christmas time, which can be really cool.
Yes, mm-hmm. Lights in the Heights in the Heights is really nice, but this one is a white linen. It's more like you're walking around looking at art. You wear white linen, and yeah, you walk and you drink beer, get drunk, get
that
ice
you have
cream.
To bring yourself because they can't sell it in the Heights because it's a dry area of the city.
Yeah, so it sucked. It sucked to be. You can't drink anything. Yeah. You can't buy anything either. Yeah.
The Heights in Houston is its own city within the city. So mm-hmm. It's own little municipality. And there are laws there where you can't sell alcohol there.
Mm-hmm. So we got around that by going to another store outside the Heights so we could buy beer.
Yeah.
And then coming back, we got to hang out with a couple of friends, with Shahram and the others and Stephen. Mm-hmm. And went to the pool and everything. Also, Sunday night, we went to the Dynamos game.
How was that?
It was good. We won. We won one with 1 point.
Yeah.
At the very last minute, probably 91 minutes, I think, 91 minutes. And, you know, it already passed 90 minutes, so they gave 3 minutes extra. And then the Dynamos got a goal in. So, yeah, we won by 1 point. It ran out of time.
What's the Dynamo team look like? Are they all cute?
Some are, some are African American, some are Hispanics, a few white guys, yeah. Yeah, I think you'll find many of them cute.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were there, and of course, I find the clientele of the Dynamo. Some of them are bears, so yeah, we were there. Okay. It was a lot of fun.
So basically, during the 90 minutes of the game, he was in the bathrooms.
No, not really. Only a few,
laying in the urinal.
A few minutes.
Piss.
Piss. No, I'm not. I don't do that much. Okay, so we went there. We went there, and then it was a lot of fun. Oh, Mike and I went. There's a picture here. Mike and I went to Jollibee.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken you to Jollibee.
You've taken
before,
me to Jollibee. I was not impressed.
You were not impressed?
I'm impressed with Jollibee.
Oh, well, it's Jollibee for you. It's really just a nice family.
See,
Filipino.
Right there is Jollibee.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Chicken and burgers, allegedly.
Okay. So every August 1st, or around that date, when you have a show, we always celebrate the show with the top 10 shows from last year. Well, within the past year, since August 1st, 2013. So, yeah, for the past 12 months. And we do the top videos. We used to do different things, like, because since this was an audio show, we have video also separate. And there was a top audio before, five top audio and top top five videos. But now we're really just doing all top shows, because now Bear Podcast is now a video podcast. So
that's right.
Might as well. So
eventually we'll move to 3D.
3D? No, I don't think so. Who knows? Maybe this the iPhone 4, the iPhone 6S will have 3D.
Okay.
Yeah, then we'll record in 3D. Okay. So here we go. Let's go to the countdown. Here is number 10.
Capable of pushing out approximately 360 burgers an hour, the machine takes up only 24 square feet. That's crazy.
I know.
That's small amount of space too compared
to the
kitchen.
But the amount of burgers, it's a bear's heaven, right?
Yeah, we're talking like 12 feet by 2 feet. Mm-hmm. That's 24 square. You know, that's
it's nothing. Very small.
Yeah. And so you have more spacious seating and more time improving the overall dining experience, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And because the staff never has to touch the food, they don't have to wear those silly hair nets and non-slip shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, no hair in your food, hopefully.
Episode number 10. It's
Bear Podcast.
Bear Podcast 500.
501.
501. Okay. Oklahoma gay marriage. Gay bosses. Machine-made burgers. And Dave would join me in the show before. And we talked about machine-made gourmet burgers. And that was around the time when Chosen came out.
Yeah. Which didn't make it, did it?
It, I don't know. It's...
It disappeared.
Well, I guess the first season ended. And I don't know if they're going to...
There were that many episodes.
Yeah, I didn't like it myself. It's just too...
It was cute, but it needed more.
Yeah, it was... I don't know.
They should put Oprah on there.
It tried to be offensive, but not funny offensive. It's just being offensive for the sake of being offensive. But it's not too funny. I mean, there were some points. I don't even find any points in the show. But then, you know, how do you say? It's a bear. It's a gay bear rapper.
Yeah.
How many of those
doing all the little college frat boys?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Hanging around. Yeah, he likes the frat boys. He likes the college kids. Anyway, so that was then, and then you also talked about how many times a couple of students should have sex in a week.
People have sex after they're in a relationship.
What? They do?
What? What?
And also, we talked about, and like I said, the machine-made gourmet burgers. We talked about that because there was this machine. It's pretty big, but then it makes thousands of burgers in a minute. But then it uses fresh vegetables. You know, they assemble it in front of you.
Yeah.
It's a machine doing it. Would you eat one of those? Might be cheaper.
Probably not. I'm trying to get away from the fast food stuff. I'm trying really hard.
Because
all of it's not real meat. And it's been a bit of ammonia, whatever they threw it, and all that crap. And
yeah,
I'm just trying to eat home cooking and more healthier. So it's got fructose corn syrup in it. I avoid it. And the only thing I hadn't been able to break myself of, really, at McDonald's, is the breakfast burritos.
That's the only thing you eat.
Yeah. I'll occasionally grab a burger just because it's the only place close by and cheap. But, you know, I don't do it like I used to all the time. So, anyway.
Okay, let's go to number 9.
Number 9 was Bear Podcast episode 508, Mardi Gras, Oscars, and Gay Wedding Cakes.
Yes.
And it was hosted that week by the Nard and myself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We wished everybody a happy Mardi Gras because it was February. Was it Mardi Gras in February this year?
It's February.
February this year.
It's around February.
We went to New Orleans for Mardi Gras with Mike and Robbie and had a grand old time. Mm-hmm. You got to attend the Lords of Leather Ball masquerade.
Yep, that's right.
And
that's where we saw Ed in a Minotaur costume.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Big Ed.
Big Ed.
So, and there was also somebody else there that happened to win RuPaul this year.
Oh, that's right. You know what? It's Blanca del Rio.
Yeah.
And I was there. I should have taken a picture
with her.
I forgot. I mean, I should have. I thought I could, but then I should have. I should have had a picture with Bianca Del Rio. It'd be nice.
So, and then we talked about gay wedding cakes and king cakes. So it was a pretty good little episode there for Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to number 8. All right, so looking forward to that. Going to play around with it and hope to see Sharknado.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Sharknado yet.
It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. This is the cringing story.
To the bizarre. Yeah, hold on to your mind. Okay, so fork and penis removed after 70-year-old man stuffs 4-inch utensil into his urethra. According to a report published in the Internal Journal of Surgery Cases earlier this month, the Canberra man was admitted to the hospital with bleeding urethral meatus.
His meatus is bleeding.
after he stabbed a 4-inch fork into his urethra in an attempt to achieve sexual gratification. Fortunately, the report says the fork was successfully removed using forceps and copious lubrication.
It's all about the lube.
Saliva there. According to the report's authors, this isn't the first
time. Can you imagine?
Anything. You try anything before you take this to the hospital, I'm sure.
I know, right?
Where did it go? Okay. According to the report's authors, this isn't the first time that a man has attempted to insert a foreign object into his neither regions. Pens, safety pins, telephone cables, glue,
really?
Cocaine, straws, marbles, light bulbs, carrots, and snakes, among other strange things. We forgot gerbils.
Yeah.
have allegedly been found stuck in the penis in the past. It is apparent that the human mind is inhibited, let alone creative, the authors concluded. Needless to say, wedging objects into one's penis is a hazardous activity. According to a 2010 study on the subject, the urological consequences of this type of behavior can be significant, and the implications for patients can be serious, including death from sepsis.
Sepsis.
What's sepsis?
There's no T in there, baby.
It's an infection.
It's an infection.
S-I-S.
All right. So I have the picture here.
There's pictures.
Oh. Here's what it looks like. You guys are not gonna see it, but the guys are gonna see it.
It's like sounding, but
it's like a fork.
That's what I'm like. Why didn't they just get some sound? I know they're kind of expensive, but so
maybe it's too. Well, for one thing, forks are bigger than. Than the sounding thing, right?
It's pretty big.
It says, I guess since he was 70, he put a fork in to see if it was done. It's done.
We can't show it because it's too graphic. It's a penis. We're actually looking at penises right now.
Well, yeah. We're looking at 70-year-old penis.
So, yeah,
we'll all be there one day.
Yeah, so this is how it looks like if it's...
The fork has been removed.
The fork has been removed. I think he's pretty hung, I guess.
I don't think so.
I mean, he's a grower. And here's the x-ray. I can probably show the x-ray. I can show the x-ray on the...
For some reason, I was thinking he stuck at fork first instead of the base of the fork. The
base first, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the base first.
I know. I was like, how the fuck did he do
not
that?
Not the point is... Oh, my God. If he can do that, I'm impressed.
Yeah, right.
Plus, I think you're stupid if you do that.
The picture helps. The x-ray actually really helps.
They put the base part of the fork, not the the trident part.
But the moral of the story is, by the time he pays for the medical cost, the hooker would have been cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But no, he's in Australia. I think they have social medicine. So
he should have put a ring on it.
Yeah. Should have put a cock ring on it. Oh. Okay. So number 8 is episode 482. Russian athletes kissing forks in dicks. I like the title. I'm really good at this one. So yeah, we had Robbie join us in that show. So, yeah, Ray and Robbie celebrated their 7th month anniversary back then. Oh. And then,
Why we're still counting the months.
Yeah, we're counting. You're so gay. You're counting the months. And we also talked about alcoholic drinks. 9 healthy alcoholic drinks. And I think one of them would be like, you know, the ones like with tomato juice. And some of them not necessarily screwdriver. You love screwdrivers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll have anything sweet tasting.
What's the one with tomato juice?
Bloody Mary?
Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Not me.
I can't remember the article. But yeah, it's episode 482.
We also talked about Superman versus Batman, which that was when it was just announced they were doing it. And now we are almost a year later. They're filming it, and you know, you're starting to see the costumes and getting the little set pieces. You know, there's going to be Wonder Woman and maybe Aquaman and who all else never shows up. So
that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to number 7.
3, 2, 1, go!
Episode number Number seven was episode 502, which is lube wrestling and moon aliens.
Yes, and
we had our guest Dave, good old Dave.
Yes, Dave was with us back then. And what else?
That was right. Oh, yeah, that was right after me and Robbie come back from vacation in California, up in the Sierras.
Oh, really?
Kennedy Meadows. Yep. So you'd been in New Orleans that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we. And then and we also talked about condoms, about porn. We talked about porn. That they digitally removed the condom in the film. So, I guess that's an okay thing to do now.
And this was later because this Batman Superman movie had been delayed because of casting problems.
Casting problems.
See, we got a reoccurring theme here, Batman and Superman.
Even
though I'm more of a Marvel person than DC, but that's just been a topic lately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also we talked about lube wrestling at the Eagle, held by the Houston Bears. And the Eagle back then was still in the old place.
Now it's in the new place.
Yeah, the Eagle now is in the Montrose area. So
it's in the neighborhood.
The neighborhood now.
And then there was that picture of the alien moon base that was on Google, not Google Earth, Google Moon, I guess, whatever they called it. But you haven't heard anything about that since we talked about it. All that hushed up, shut up. You know, hadn't heard anything since then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. All right, let's move on to number six.
Most of the documentary was focused on the straight guys talking about what they would do. Would they kiss another man? Would you have sex with another man if it was required for the role? So I thought that was very interesting, some of the conversations they had about that. Because some are like, well, you know, I don't have a problem playing gay. And one of the guys that was actually being dressed up in drag, they asked him, well, are you comfortable playing gay? He said, well, it doesn't bother me. And he said, well, one of the things, and they're all like, are you gay or straight? And they were like, well, I'm straight, you know?
Yeah.
And this, that, and they were going back and forth and they were kind of talking about it. And I don't know how much is actually staged and how much of that was actually real conversations and they were just recording them.
But you know, if it's a real conversation, it makes me think now about Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
Because these are two straight guys back then when Heath Ledger was alive and also Jake Gyllenhaal. They're good actors, and don't you think that they had those questions asked of them before they were casted?
It's 1978-79. You're Al Pacino, you're a rising star, and you get asked to be in a gay movie.
Mm-hmm.
A gay movie where sex is involved and other men are making out around you, and you are supposed to be questioning yourself by the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Do you think the same conversations happen on that movie set that happened on this one?
Yeah. I would think so. Even more back then.
Yeah.
And over here, it's 2013. It was filmed in 2013.
Yeah.
And I would imagine, same conversations. So, they made it like a reality show. Yeah. Like they were asking the guy, and the guy was...
Yeah,
if it calls for it,
He said, you know, if the role call, you know, if it's right for the script, if I'm just, they walk up and say, just go kiss this guy. Then he said, then it's going to look fake. But he said, you know, if you're playing the part and you're motivated to do this, then it's all method acting, people. It's all method acting.
Number six is episode 516, Interior Leather Bar, Rich Gaze. Yeah. And
yeah, we talked about James Franco's short movie, Interior.Leather Bar, mm-hmm. which was them recreating the 30 or 40 minutes of cruising that got cut by the Movie Rating Association back when it was produced, so it wouldn't get an X rating, and they tried to recreate what was going on. So it was an interesting little video, a short documentary if you haven't seen it. It's on Netflix. So if you got Netflix, go watch it on demand. So.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny here, we also talked about, I think it's a woman who had a two-hour orgasm.
Yeah, she had something happen and she kept having multiple orgasms.
Of course, the husband or the boyfriend who kept laughing at her.
Yeah, he's like, I did that.
I did that. Yeah.
Tear that shit off up in there.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know if I can... I'll be exhausted. I mean, I don't think I'll enjoy it anymore.
Usually about one anymore, I want to roll over and go to sleep. So,
really?
Yeah.
Even crusty, if you're all crusty and everything, it's okay.
Well, usually I'll lick it off, but...
gross. Okay, so that was around the time when Amazon Fire TV came out too, so that was exciting. Although I don't have an Amazon Fire TV, it's... having an Amazon Fire TV sounds redundant. If you have a Roku, if you already have an Apple TV. Yeah.
Well, you know what I just noticed the other day? I signed up for the Amazon book thing.
The Kindle Unlimited.
Kindle Unlimited. And then I noticed everything that's on Kindle Unlimited is also on Amazon Prime. So basically, they're charging you $10 a month, but you're not paying for the Prime, and you're not getting that. They're just letting you pay by month instead of paying the one fee at the beginning. At start, they're breaking it down for you.
Wait, which one are you talking about? Are you talking about audiobooks?
I'm talking about Amazon Unlimited books. It's $10 a month.
But is it free if you don't have Prime?
You have to pay $10 a month. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I noticed all the books that were on Kindle Unlimited also had the Prime thing symbol next to them. When you're scrolling through, and everything that was a Prime was there available if you had a Prime account was also Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah, but then it's free.
Well, you're paying $10 a month for it.
Yeah, it's $0 because it would say $0 for you because you already paid.
Well, no, most of them had a charge for it, but when you clicked on it, if it had the little unlimited deal on it.
Okay.
You could click on it and it'd say, okay, you can download it.
You can download it without even, because you're
already. And I didn't even check out the audio books yet, but I was just flipping through books.
It may be Prime, but if you do not have Kindle Unlimited, then.
But you probably won't be able to get the videos and stuff, and that's what you get with Prime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then if you just want to buy it without the Kindle Unlimited, you know, that's the point. I'm a slow reader. And I thought about it.
I'm a slow reader.
I cannot justify Kindle Unlimited for myself.
Well, I read a lot of stuff, especially a lot of short books on like how-to books and stuff. So, in fact, the other night I was going through and see what I could find. I was like, okay, I'll download this. And then I was like, okay, this is a cheesy book back. I'm glad I didn't pay for this. So, okay. You know, so we'll see how it works. I don't know if I'll keep it or maybe they'll add to it, but I haven't checked out the audiobooks yet to see what they have on audiobooks. So anyway, back to the countdown.
Okay, here we go. Number 5.
This is Nard, and joining me today is...
Kevin
from Pennsylvania, from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
That's right, Pittsburgh. And he's joining us today here on Bear Podcast on location here at Splash Lagoon for Drenched Fur. And he's going to talk about the Berg Bears.
Exactly.
The Berg Bears. So tell us a little bit about the history of the Berg Bears.
We've been around 20 years. Started around 1993. We just spoke with John.
Okay.
One of the past presidents who told us it started, and I wasn't around that long ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It was around a long, good bit, but not that long. It started out being like an AOL thing, talking, going to people's apartment, watching movies and stuff. It turned into where I started to come, AOL parties at the bar, the Eagle. It's grown since then. We have...
For you, a little bit of history. How did you get into the group yourself?
I'm trying to remember who invited me.
Oh, somebody just invited you?
Invited me down, yeah. Might have been Gary Snyder.
Oh, the Gary Snyder got you?
Gary. Might have been Gary long ago.
He's a very hard-working guy.
He is?
Very much.
He is.
And he's busy here with Drenched Fur, and he still gets to do stuff with the Berg Bears. That's
he does. He used to be the president. He's a past
president. He's even the president of the... Yeah.
He is past president. I'm the president now. You know, if you're interested, let us know. Bergbears.org.
Bergbears.org.
Check us out. But yeah, there's a fun things to do. We have Drenched Fur we can come up to.
Yeah.
You know, we share in activities, so...
This is the Devin that we're always talking about that listens to the podcast on the train every morning.
When he laughs like he's crazy on the subway.
Because sometimes we say something funny.
Well, especially if you guys mention my name, like, oh, Devin's always listening to this on the subway. Yeah, I always am listening on the subway. I'm like, that is weird. Isn't that funny?
That's so lame. That's a lame wrestling. And then they make up.
We were just finished doing a photo shoot for Dave and Jason. And Devin did a good job. And I was just a fly in the wall being so...
Fly in the wall.
What?
Jason, your butt has an afro.
You're being a voyeur.
I'm a voyeur and all the whole thing.
Episode number 5 is episode 514, which was a review of Drenched Fur 10 and the Berg Bears.
Yes, I got to interview Kevin from the Berg Bears. And of course, Dave and Jason were there doing a photo shoot. And Devin was there.
Yes, and y'all played strip cards for humanity.
We played strip cards against humanity. And that was a lot of fun. That's the first time I've ever done it. You should try it one time. I mean...
No.
No, you don't? No?
No. I'm in a relationship with a jealous Latino man.
Oh, good Lord. It's just...
It will not work.
Okay, what about until your drawer, until you reach your underwear?
No,
that's lame.
But we also talked about the Game of Thrones marriages. Don't go to a Game of Thrones wedding.
Mm-hmm. Because that time when everybody dies all the time, right? Yeah. So many people die in Game of Thrones.
At weddings.
At weddings. And it's if you watch this episode on on Bear Podcast on YouTube and Vimeo, you'll see a little bit of partial nudity. So, I'm warning you.
From somebody that's a guest on the show every now and then?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's go to number 4. Episode
500!
Yay! This is awesome. Yes. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, it's awesome.
Excited to be here.
Yes, it's the first episode of the year. And we have our in-studio guest. We have Steven here from the Under Bears Podcast. And he's just naked.
He waved.
Oh, okay.
he did a half hearted.
Yeah.
Too cool for this.
Hello.
Hello.
And Jason. Hello. Okay. Well, right now, we should have a camera panned over there. But
you should.
Just each of you, just come on and just pop your head in.
So. Yeah, pop your head. Maybe later.
When we we'll have you come in.
Yeah. Okay. So it's 2014. I hope you guys listened, like the intro of the. Of the show, so we kind of changed it up a bit. So
I kind of miss it's a shitty week.
A shitty week. You like it?
It's much more positive, right?
Yeah, it's more positive now.
Bitter party of one.
Bitter party of one. Bitter party of one.
Okay, so let's do some week. Actually, holiday updates.
Holiday updates.
Holiday updates.
What you been up to, Ray?
Work? No. Let's see. Well, me and you've been doing pretty much the same thing.
We're all at the same place.
I know, we've all been at the same places. Much. We went to Casey and Chris's 80-themed New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm. That was...
Where Dave come as a fisting bottom.
Yeah.
What?
Bruce Springsteen bottom.
Bruce Springsteen bottom.
Oh, that's right.
He had the red bandana in his back pocket and he was trying to be all born in the USA.
Every time I do something, Ray has to tell me that what I did wrong, like in the leather community, what I'm telling other people that I didn't even know about them telling them.
He was wearing a red hanky on the back pocket.
I wore the Bruce Springsteen Born in the USA outfit where on the cover he's got the white t-shirt on, the blue jeans, and a red ball cap in my right back pocket, which is what he has on the album cover.
And if you'd went to the Eagle like that, you'd have been walking funny for weeks.
Everyone was walking up to me and going like this to me, like in my butt. I'm like, what are you doing?
I guess you wear that on a straight party. In a gay party, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to remember that.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Do not
go as Prince next time.
Or it's our party. It's our 500th episode party. And it's also during the Super Bowl. So
we record our 500th episode later, a couple weeks later, because we couldn't work it in until the end of January because it fell right in the holidays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we had to delay it.
Yeah, it fell, and then we were too busy in the beginning of the year. The episode 500 was actually the last episode of 2013. If I calculated it right, I can't remember, but I think it was the last.
Yeah, I think so because we did the party at the end of January.
Yeah, and then 4 weeks later we did the party at the Dave. So thank you, Dave, for hosting that. It's a celebration for the 500th episode. Of Bear Podcast.
Everybody that joined us and sent us all the well wishes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And it was funny because when we were there, I got a little drunk. Not drunk, I got a little tipsy. And then I played a few videos. Remember, I played some I played some videos from the past episodes for many years.
And then he was out. Then he was out in the hot tub and he was just like loving it.
We were in the hot tub.
Things were flopping around in the hot tub.
What is it again?
Third arm.
Happy baby. Happy baby.
Happy baby. Happy baby position. Happy baby
position. Also, that's the episode where we talked about gay Navajo. And that's when
we had a listener
Taren,
called.
Yeah, Taren. Yeah, he contacted us because of that, because we talked about gay Navajos. Yeah, it was a fun episode. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on. Here is number three.
So, you know, it's weird. It's different when you go to a bear run with your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure out what works best for you guys. And, you know, I think we did that. I feel like if you can get through TBRU with your boyfriend with no problems, then you guys are well on your way to a good relationship.
Yeah.
You know? And we did that. We did that. It was a big test. It was. And I was quite nervous going into it, and it turned out to be fine. Mm-hmm. So.
Number three is episode 510, TBRU 19 and Growler Shouts.
Yes, that's right. We pretty much do Growler Shouts whenever we go to TBRU at some point.
Yeah, and you and Dave did this show because I didn't go to TBRU this year.
Yeah, that's right. But this is, when was this? 510. I guess that was last
March.
Last March. Yeah, so we talked about Growler Shouts, of course, and the North American Bear Weekend and Bear Watch. And it was fun. And we went to the bear dance, of course, and you'll see some footage probably if you go watch this video on episode 510. And we also met up with some listeners and viewers of Bear Podcast there at TBRU, I remember back then. It was really fun. Okay, so let's move on. Ooh, really going fast right now. Okay, so number two. Ray, you don't have a very hairy back hair.
Getting hairier.
It's getting hairier. Yeah. Do you like shaving it? Do you having it shaved?
Well, I try to keep it under control because you get some of the hairs get so long it just drives me crazy.
That's hot. I like long back hair.
And I really don't mind down here. It's up here around the neck when it gets all hairy that bothers me. So I kind of keep that trim. So because I don't want to be that guy standing there with a t-shirt on, hair sticking out all over the t-shirt like Chewbacca or something.
Oh. It
doesn't bother me on other people. It's on me that I have the problem with.
Oh, okay. So it's okay for you to see other people doing it, yeah. Having it.
Yeah. I mean, like Mike doesn't bother me.
Oh, yeah, because it's him.
Mike, he's pretty hairy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mike, if it, you know, kind of.
In fact, I think it's kind of funny because Mike shaves his head and all that stuff. And it's like where he quits shaving is where the back hair starts.
So. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, Mike's back hair. You could tell we're up to where he shaves. So. I like back hair. I like hairy bodies. It's just that.
But those are some extremes. Frank DiCaro. Frank DiCaro, because he's hairy, had something carved in the back of his back if he got so many hits or something when they're on the Frank DiCaro show last year.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I remember that before I lost my XM radio.
Oh, okay. So. Oh, Frank DiCaro. Bear Podcast 485 is the number two. It's a
shave my name.
So yeah, Ray got back that weekend, and we talked about guys with hairy backs and
gay free Boy Scouts.
Gay free. Oh yeah, because that was they want the Boy Scouts do not want to have gays in their own.
Yep.
And there's a few Apple products and small.
And dads who have small testicles make better dads.
That's right. Are you a dad? Are you a good dad? That means you have small
testicles.
So, yeah. We also discussed the upcoming movies and TV shows back then. And
y'all did that cocktail dress thing.
Yeah, that's shorts. If you have big, big gym shorts, you can wear it like a cocktail dress. You know, isn't it? Oh, Dave and I tried it out. And the Target lady... They didn't like what we were doing.
No, that's right. I was there for that whatnot that night. Yeah, and I was just like, oh, Lord, I'm not with them. No,
we're doing selfies with this cocktail dress. Cocktail dress out of gym shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's really bad. Okay, here we go, Ray. You take this one. Number one.
Your Ultimate Gay Fighter will bring characters such as Bardwell, the Leather Bear, Vulgar Devon Devastation and Drag Queen Carrie Cupcake right into your smartphone. The game is also an extremely clever plot line to get its gay on gay fighting.
Nice.
According to the press release, the first annual gay fight competition was held in 2007 to find America's most ruthless LGBT fighter. The victor was Muscle Queen porn star Josh Max. But only 3 days after his title was won, he vanished. Now, 10 new fighters are competing to win the title of Gay Fight Champion. Little do the fighters know, there is something very ominous about the competition itself. The League of Oppressive... Kimmy will be flattered, James Franco and Seth Rogen have spoofed Kanye West's Raunchy Bound 2 music video featuring his fiancée Kim Kardashian. The co-stars reenacted the now infamous video and shared the final product entitled Bound 3 on Facebook today, Monday, November the 25th. There's a lot of shirtless Seth Rogen making out with James Franco.
Oh my God, really?
So go watch the video. We'll post the link. It's hilarious. I'll sit there and watch it. You will love it.
Oh my God, I gotta see that.
So I think that you will like that a lot. Because actually one of the pictures I put on here is Seth and James Franco kissing and Seth shirtless pretty much the entire
video. Oh my God, that's so hot. So you get to
see Harry back, Maynard.
A hairy back Seth Rogen. Okay.
Okay, number one.
Number one episode for the last year was Bear Podcast 495. Ultimate Gay Fighter. We talked about Chosen. I think this is the first time we talked about Chosen. Mm-hmm. Bound 3. You had went to California that week.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about different penis sizes in different cities and states because they just come out with that survey that listed where the biggest penises are in America, which I can't remember where remember right now.
I'll probably have the clip on.
That was a long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
We're waiting the Ultimate Gay Fighter on ISO Android.
I never heard about it anymore.
You need to go check. If anybody plays it, let us know.
Yeah, I should check that out. And that was when Seth Rogen and James Franco would be that video.
Bound 3.
Because there was Bound. There's Bound 2. And then, was it with the Kanye West?
I was thinking it was on the Kanye West thing. Yeah. And then Seth Rogen and Seth Rogen was naked in front of him on the motorcycle. Like,
yeah. They replicated the whole Bound 2 thing. So it was funny. Yeah, and that was when we talked about Chosen.
Chosen was coming out that week.
Chosen was about to go out. We
so that was last fall.
November, because November. I visited California.
Yeah.
All right.
So that was our top 10 for this episodes for this year. Go check them out if you haven't seen them before.
Yeah, we'll put the.
If you have any comments about them, let us know what you thought. You know, if you have any updates, if you know anything, watching the episodes and went back and said, oh, you know, y'all talked about this and I found out about this and stuff, give us a call, shoot us email.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let us know anything we missed because we just pick this stuff off the fly. I mean, it's just stuff that, well, you know, I really Google penis every week and try to find something about talk about every week about a penis. So,
so we will put the links on the website for these top 10 shows. Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay, I'm going to take the gay this time.
Okay, you're the gay.
Okay. Our gay this week is porn star Mark Dillon teaches us how to become a clean bottom. If any of y'all watch porn, Mark Dillon is a porn star. He's a really cute little muscle boy. On his blog, he posted on YouTube, he talks about the sex scenes and stuff and what he has to do to be clean for a bottom. It's about an 8 or 9 minute video. I mean, it's his whole blog that's about 15 minutes long, but the first part of it is talking about being a clean bottom and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, and here's what kind of the brief of it is. It's not a topic many of us are not comfortable having, but for every bottom, it's essential to know how to be clean before bottoming for your partner. Luckily, porn star Mark Dillon has created a video guide in response to the most frequently asked questions he receives on how to prepare to bottom. So it's interesting, you know, some of the questions that the guys ask him and everything, but what is your take on it, Maynard?
Well,
how do you prepare?
Theoretically, you would use an enema to clean yourself up. But no, I heard
that's
from...
if you bottomed.
That if I were to bottom.
Or you got lucky enough to bottom.
Yeah, you'd use an enema to clean yourself up. But, you know, talking to Julio, one of our sexperts that we had in the show before, Julio said that it's not really good to... to enema. If you do, not all the time.
Not all the time.
You should only do it like once in 2 weeks. Yeah. I mean, that's the most. Because if you do it too much, you lose a lot of the good bacteria in your intestines, in the lower part of your intestines. So,
yeah.
It's not good to enema all the time. Yeah. But he did say that, you know, you have to clean really well. But it's funny how Mark Dillon talked about it. Of course, aside from using enemas, you use Coke bottles.
He used a 2-liter Coke bottle. A 20-ounce Coke bottle. But I know some bitches that could use a 2-liter Coke bottle. Well, and it still might get lost.
He's not stuffing it in his butt. It's just the mouth and this screws just in the water.
Just the rim. But, you know, I mean, what he said was true. I mean, I agree with everything he says.
So how do you prepare a bottom? How do you do it?
I call a bottom over. It's like, hey, you want to fuck? No. But here's one thing about if you're going to bottom that I kind of figured out. Know your body. Most people don't pay. I mean, if you're going to be a bottom, pay attention to what you eat. Know how your body works. Know that if you eat Mexican for the next 2 days, you're going to be gassy and nasty. You know what it does. But most of all, a lot of people, and as I've gotten older, I noticed that I have more and more stomach issues. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because I'm diabetic and I take metformin, and metformin gives you diarrhea like there's no tomorrow. Mm-hmm. For some people, some of us. Some people it doesn't affect as bad. It all depends about your body. But something I've got into doing, and Robbie's really been on my case about too, is taking probiotics mm-hmm. daily.
Eat bottom-friendly food.
Well, I mean, you can eat bottom-friendly food, but I mean, it all depends. I mean, if you have a partner and you don't know exactly when it's going to happen, or you're not planning on being on a date or having sex, I mean, just know your body. I mean, if you prepare your body ahead of time, then you don't have to worry about the after effects. But mm-hmm. Do probiotics. Watch what you eat. In my case, because the diabetes medicine and stuff, I take, to keep my body regular, I take probiotics through kefir, which is a kind of thick yogurty milk stuff. I take psyllium, which stuff helps clean you out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take that, actually I mix both of them together in like a little strawberry milkshake deal with milk and drink it every night before I go to bed. And that keeps everything cleaned out. It keeps stuff together. It makes your poops regular. So that would be my suggestion, is to know your body and get yourself straightened out. And if you're going to a bear run, just don't eat that weekend.
Just starve.
Just starve.
Don't eat at all.
I mean, neither.
If you're going to be bottom.
But now here's the other side of that. When I first came out in the 90s, a long, long time ago.
1890s.
No. Not that long ago.
Okay.
One of the things that when I first started hanging around gay people and trying to go to the bars and stuff and try to make friends, I always heard them, oh my God, you see her? She browned the guy she was with last night. Nobody wants to mess with her anymore and blah, blah, blah. And I was like being dumb and young and not know what in the hell they were talking about. I was like, oh God, that's horrible. And then I finally figured out what browning meant. That was mean when they were getting fucked, there was some fecal matter that showed up.
Oh, gross.
And look, people can gross out all they want. It's an asshole.
Yeah, that can happen.
It's an asshole. And it's going to happen sometime. So don't freak the fuck out. It's just going to happen. I mean, no matter how hard you clean, sometimes shit's going to happen. Shit happens. But
literally.
Literally, shit happens. So it's never been that big a deal but for me. But I know people that are like, oh my God, he's a dirty bottom. I was like, it's an asshole.
Yeah. Turn off the lights. So you won't have to see.
And I've had sex with people and we've had that issue. And, you know, it's just like, okay, we got to go clean up. I mean, you know, soap and water. If you had a condom on, you know, it's even less kind of mushy, mm-hmm. but that it happens. So, I mean, that's the big thing. If you're a top, you know, I know that there are some people that do have more issues than others, but if you have a partner or somebody that you play around with regularly and they have that issue, sit down and talk to them about it. Maybe there's something y'all can work out for their diet and other ways to keep it clean. You know, I used to have somebody that used to come over and like to be cleansed.
Oh, really? By you?
Yes.
Oh, really? And then put diapers on?
No, no diapers on. You just clean them out and then hang out for a while for it to dry out and then they have sex. But
dry.
But that was one of the things they like to do. Was
dry them
out. So to be cleaned out, so by somebody else.
But he has a point here. He's saying that, you know, if you're going to prepare an hour before.
Well, he said if you're going to prepare and you know what's going to happen, like you got a big date and you know you're going to get laid the next day, start preparing the day before. After 6 or 7 o'clock. You know, if it's going to be, he said, usually most fuck sessions, anal fuck sessions take, what, 15 minutes? And I mean, he's not joking. I mean, sometimes, I mean, sex really doesn't, I mean, the whole playing around and stuff, get into it. But actual fucking sometimes on most people really doesn't last that long. I mean, yeah, sometimes you have those drawn out long sessions, but I'm getting too old for that shit. So.
He even said take Imodium.
Yeah, he said take Imodium so it stiffens everything up and cleans yourself out before the next day. He said, he's talking about one of the things he did, which I don't agree. Well, I mean, doing what he does, I can say, okay, if you're doing that once in a blue moon, maybe once every other month or something, you might be okay. But he has, you know, I go to film a session and I'm sitting there all day and we're fucking for hours. Mm-hmm. So he takes some stuff to clean his system out. There's stuff you can buy.
But then you, if you clean your system out, but then you'll be hungry and everything.
Well, that, well, you, well, you know what? If you're a muscle boy like that and you're doing porn, you have to fucking suffer. You're making the money.
Yeah.
And you're enjoying your job.
I'm starving.
Shut up, muscle boy.
Here's a Tic Tac.
Yeah, exactly.
And, and a celery stalk. Like watching
dinner with RuPaul. Here's a Tic Tac, bitch. But, I mean, I can understand that. But if it's just regular sex, you got a date the next day. You know. Mm-hmm. Or even if it's that day, try to pay attention to, like, what you eat. Because, you know, if you go out and eat a bunch of burritos and have a chili pie the next day and all that shit, yeah, your ass ain't going to be ready for nothing.
Yep. Eat bottom-friendly food.
So, you know. But the best thing is just be prepared and know your body, I think, in response to how to be a good, clean bottom.
So, we'll put the links on the website.
Yeah, so you can watch the whole video. So, many of others, too. About so
300 plus thousand views already, something like that. Yeah, so many people.
And he's a cute little muscle boy. So
he's good looking. All right, let's go to the geek ray.
All right, Maynard, this is all yours.
Rumor again.
Ooh, girl, did you hear what she said?
That's what she said. Apple to unveil next iPhones. When? September 9. You think it's early? That's next month. Okay, excited to get a look at the next generation iPhones? Word has it that Apple is planning to show them off in just a little over a month. Recode, which has a pretty strong track record with Apple event rumors, is reporting that the Cupertino tech giant will unveil its next phones on Tuesday, September 9th. That day would keep things consistent with last year's iPhone showcase. So everybody knows about it anyway. Yeah. Apple launched its iPhone 5S back then, and 5C in September 10, 2013. Apple did not respond to a request for comment about the Recode report and has made no official announcements about its next-gen smartphone. So what can we expect on September 9? The new iPhone lineup is widely expected to include two new models, a 4.7-inch handset. That's as big as a Samsung Galaxy S4. And the 5.5-inch version. It's a tablet.
So that's what's that size? That's about half the size of this?
Well, that's 9 inches.
Yeah.
So probably, yeah.
So about half the size of this. So it's when I can actually read from now on.
Yes, if you get that
but it, one. That's a pretty big phone, though.
It is, 5.5. It's bigger than your usual Samsung phones. So actually, they were thinking... Recent rumors indicate that production issues surrounding the phablet-sized device could delay its launch until November. Keep in mind that there were similar rumors about delays for the iPad mini with Retina display, but those were largely inaccurate. Anyway, so bottom line.
Yeah, everybody likes to spread rumors.
Yeah, it's just a rumor, but...
Two Tic Tacs with a monkey.
Yeah, I don't care about this model because it's the iPhone 6.
So this is not the iPhone 6.
This is the iPhone 6.
Yes. Okay.
What I'm saying is I'm more interested in the next model, iPhone 6S, which will come out next year, the even better version of this. Because for one thing, I want to hold on to the 4 inches of the iPhone.
Because I'm getting old as hell, mine's getting harder to read and see. And the new ones, the glass don't break if you drop them, supposedly. It's supposed to be next to indestructible.
Yeah, that's true. So, actually, if you were an Android user, then you would have been enjoying that large screens because that's a lot of...
Well, see, Robbie has that big screen. And at first, it kind of bothered me, but it's getting where, like, okay. But I would like that in the iPhone version. I don't like the Android version.
That's true.
I guess because I'm not used to it. But the iPhone, and I hope they add in some of the stuff that Android has, because you know Android's pushing all this voice data stuff, or is it the Fire? One of the new phones is pushing. Oh, you know, remind me to tell my wife happy anniversary next time I call, and it does that. And I'm hoping iPhone's added that stuff. They're just not saying anything. Oh yeah, we already done it. We just haven't released it yet. So.
What do you mean? iPhone does that already. Remind me to do this and that.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't go in there and say, "Hey, remind me to call your wife," and it doesn't know who your wife is, and says, "When Caroline calls, I will remind you to wish her happy anniversary." That's the commercial. So.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah, it does different stuff. So it'll be interesting. And I need to update at some point because mine is slowly dying. It won't stay charged as well anymore.
Oh.
And it's slow and old.
Yeah, time to upgrade.
It's a 4.
It's a 4. Okay. So, yeah, do you guys care? iPhone 6 next month? I don't know. Yeah. Let us know. Maybe people who are watching or listening on this one are using Android.
Yeah, and other than the size, what else is going to be different? I mean, other than the breakable screen size, they really haven't said much about anything else.
Faster A8 processor. It's pretty fast. And I don't know. One of the rumors was 3D video recording. That's what I was telling you about.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Well, here's something I want to if they talk about in the article. If a standard iPhone isn't rich enough for your taste, luxury brand Brick last week announced that it will offer 14 high-end versions of the expected 4.7-inch 128-gigabyte iPhone, including those models constructed of 24-karat yellow gold, 24-karat pink gold, and pure platinum. So, if some of y'all have some money laying around and you want to buy me a pure platinum or a pink gold phone, I will accept it.
Right.
On behalf of the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good for you if you get that.
Okay. All right. Now, on to the bazaar.
Let's go to the bazaar ring.
All right. Our bazaar this week, of course, deals with penises.
Of course.
Of course.
It has to be penises. Bizarre penises.
That's right.
Anyway, bizarre penis story.
Germany leads the world in penis enlargement surgery by a long way.
So, in the whole world, when it comes to penis surgeries, Germany.
Penis enlargement surgery. Okay. Germany's going for it.
Okay.
So, those kinky little bastards. The Summer's World Cup may have marked the watershed when Germany became shorthand for unparalleled performance, though it seems in some respects German quality might not have all that much to do with hard work and a little more to do with a short trip to the doctors. According to the latest figures from International Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, Germany is the world's capital for penis enlargement surgery.
Let's go to Germany!
What I was wondering. I'll finish reading the article in America. But that's what I was wondering. Is this people going to Germany to get it done?
Or Germans have it done all the time.
So they're just saying that
they go to Thailand.
They're going to have it done. No, that's for sex changes.
Oh, sex changes. Okay.
An estimated 2,786 procedures have taken place in the Bundesrepublik over the
last Republic.
Bundesrepublik over the last year, with an estimated total of 15,000 cases of the procedures worldwide. Nearly 1 in 5 of all penis enlargement operations were performed in Germany.
Really? German made
penis. But is that because people went there and they got some of that good German engineering, or what? That's what they didn't say. This amounts to 8 out of every 100,000 men in Germany, which is 4 times the number of those undergoing the procedure and its closest contender for the top spot of the list, Venezuela.
Venezuela? Really?
I don't know. I met some boys in Venezuela. They had no problems in that department. Okay. 473 men went under the knife for the procedure in Venezuela, while 471 opted for the nip and tuck in the third place, Spain. The German Institute of Urology and Phallopastry Surgery boasts penis enlargement surgery could enlarge the glands of the penis by 30-50%, adding 3-6 centimeters in length and 2-3 centimeters in girth with no visible scars.
Really?
But will you get hard afterward?
Yeah.
It seems penis enlargement surgery must require particular expertise to it, as neither Germany, Venezuela, or Spain even crack the top 3 countries with the highest number of general plastic surgeries performed. Despite the figure showing a global rise in plastic surgery, penis enlargement falls low on the list of go-to procedures for most patients, as 87.2% of the people having work done are women.
Really? Okay.
Needless to say, phalloplasty is not in the top 10 surgery worldwide. The figures don't specify the nationality of the patients, here we go, undergoing the procedure, so it's unclear whether Germans themselves are benefiting from the numbers or whether they simply represent international admiration for German feats of engineering. So see, I was right. I could be right. People are going there to have the procedure done.
Over there. Because
Germany's kind of centrally located, and you can get all these European countries, and it's easy to fly in there. Mm. And Germany's always been good on medical and top-rate engineering skills, so.
When that happens,
but here's the thing. Oh my god,
sorry,
my
people.
Incredibly
sorry.
Large phallus felt knocked the mic out.
Your phallus went down.
My,
phallus, right?
Just like, my question is, if any of y'all have had penis enlargement surgery,
yeah, good luck.
No, I mean, seriously, we probably should. If you're gonna spend that kind of money for it, go for it. What is it like? I mean, what's the after effects? I mean, you hear the horror stories where people can't get hard or.
Yeah,
because there's like lumping and some other shit that goes on where they've injected fat to make them thicker and all this kind of stuff. But if you've had it, you can email us, you can call us, and we'll give you the information in the show and tell us what it's like. I mean, were you happy with the procedure? Did it give you what you wanted?
Or if what, you know a friend who did it, yeah, let us know.
Yeah, we don't know about need about your friend. We need to watch you get your friend on the show.
Yeah, get your friend.
But I mean, did you do it because it made you feel more masculine? You just wanted a bigger penis, or what was it?
Yeah, what is the motivation?
You just had extra money.
What is the motivation really for guys who want a larger penis? Because they want it to look better, not necessarily perform better, but they want it to look better when they're naked.
I'll never win a size queen competition, but I've never been ashamed of what I've had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So be proud of what you have. That's what I think. But then people are just insecure, so they would.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're trying. I mean, not that we're judging or anything, but I mean, what would lead you to have this kind of surgery?
Yeah.
Just, I mean, is it just curious. One of those things like, oh, you know, like women go have vaginal rejuvenation.
Yep.
Is it just like a penis rejuvenation? Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to have to go have the balls nipped and tucked here pretty soon for the drag in the ground. But as I get older, but you know.
You mean yours is in reaching your knees?
Almost.
Almost? Wow. You got low hangers.
Need a net bra. Mm-hmm. You know. So.
Interesting article. I didn't know Germany are.
Yeah, and this is in this week's Newsweek, so you can go catch it. It was published in this week's Newsweek, I think. So you can catch the full article there and read up on it and stuff. But I just found it quite interesting. So.
Mm-hmm.
So, Maynard, do you have any shout-outs?
Yes, actually, yes, a few. I got to connect through Facebook. Marcus from Maine. I met him at P-Town. He's a very nice guy. We hung
hey,
out.
Marcus.
And also, last weekend, we went to the Dynamos game. Steven, Josh from New Mexico. And, of course, Dave and Jason. You hang out. You had tickets. And we watched the Dynamos win.
Oh, that's cool. This week, we have happy birthdays going out to Kyler Landry. Mr. Cena Grace, who's been on the show with us before, author and cartoonist Ryan Loper, Kelly Anderson, and Mr. Terry Hawkins, celebrating birthdays this
Happy
week.
Happy birthday, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If y'all would like to leave us a voice message so we can play it on the show, do we have any tonight?
We don't have any voice
message. No voice message. See, y'all did not call last week and talk to us about the show.
Yeah, we had that call from David from Chicago about the... last week about the prep,
yes.
Yeah, with the prep and everything. Yeah,
so call in, let us know. But you can do that by calling 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR and leave us a voice message. You can say, hey, you know, I heard your show. I like this article. You know, my friend went and had his penis enlarged. I went and had mine enlarged. And now we can tie my knots together. And, you know,
we can do proper docking now.
That's right. We can do proper docking now. Mm-hmm. You know, I restored my foreskin, yada, 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 whatever. Nice. And we want to hear stuff like that. I mean, if you have ideas about articles that we should know, or you know events that are going on across the U.S., or something interesting that's going on in the gay community, call us and leave us a message and we'll follow up with you. Or shoot us an email. Mm-hmm. Or if you're an author or a writer or a musician and you got some new music, we can play that and put you out there too on that. So.
And and like I said, since this is the 9th anniversary episode, and again, we thank all of you who are supporting the show, and all the people who we interviewed, all the people who left voice messages and sent us an email, and everybody who friends us on Facebook and likes our Facebook page and everything. Yeah, we thank you, everyone.
Yeah, and if you were there for the first podcast and heard Nard, call and leave us a voice message and tell them how different it is from day one till now.
I sounded so dorky back then.
What's changed?
Huh?
What's changed?
My voice changed.
Your voice changed? What? Yeah. No, the dorkiness that.
I'm very dorky. Yes, and also email us, show@bearpodcast.com. You can comment on the show. And like I said, you can email us whatever information that you have about you. If you have a bear event and everything, that'd be good. And also, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And also subscribe via iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can listen to the show on Bear Radio Network and also on Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. And woofs and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
I know, I'm not very good with plants, but I try. We should just plant
plastic flowers. And silk work great for you, Maynard.
How to be a clean bottom.
Bear Podcast, 530.
Ninth anniversary, ninth anniversary.